Is on.
All right. Boker Tov, everyone. We are continuing the Mashiach discussion. What's going to happen in Ikvus of the Mashiach? What's the things that we're going to be looking for? So he says, first we'll bring the Chafetz Chaim on the Torah, Parshas Bahar. Says the Chafetz Chaim, quoting the Zohar here, Pam Amar Levi Beiso. A man said to the people who came to his house, Ein kol safek the davar. Shehayamim heim yemei ikvaz et Mashiach. We are in ikvaz et Mashiach, they say about the time. Le'ed hazot, at this time, nigzar becherav yamusu chatai ami. That's the pasuk in Amos Tesyud, that there's going to be a gzeira of death on all of the sinners of my nation. That's Amos. Now the Zohar on that says as follows: Hazar Kadosh, the Chafetz Chaim on the Torah, Omer shehag gzeira huchlefa. There is an ability to switch the gzeira, to change the gzeira from death, cherev, to ubimkoma tavo aniut, poverty. Poverty is a tachlif for death, says the Zohar. And therefore, he quotes the pasuk in Sfania, the hesharti bikir becha am ani vedal. I'm going to leave amongst your nation a nation of poor and destitute people. That's the way that he can switch the gzeira from death. And then we know that there's a principle, I think we saw it recently in the Parsha, that Ani Chashuv Kemeis, a poor person is considered dead. So this Zohar is taking that literally and saying that the gzeira of death can switch. Zuhi gzeira shemuchracha liskayim. Now it gets scary for you people who like money. This gzeira, says the Chafetz Chaim, is muchrach to happen. Ha'ashirim she'yesh la'machshav kesef. Those rich people who have money now, al yechashvu shekaspam yishayer etzlam. Don't think the money is going to stay by you, says the Chafetz Chaim. Ha'kesef yilakech mikulav. Money is going to be taken from everyone. Ve'ein eitzah b'toshia la'aseh. There is no Eitzah and no salvation from this. So let me get a tissue 1 second. There's no way out. You're going to be poor. That's number one. Next, we have the Groh. This is a follow-up Groh, also on the Zohar. He says, Hashchina tzoeket b'shivim shnin batsroin alom de Torah. The Shechina is going to be screaming out, Tzoeket, on the last 70 years, which is, we've talked in the past, Alam Matzeach LeDavid has the 70 words in it, that's the 70 final years, the Zohar says, up until the last 70 years, then comes the Erev Rav and takes over. You saw that. So this is in that Shlung, whatever you call it. This is in there. Those last 70 years, ba'aniut. Look what he says here. What's that? No, I skipped it. Shivin shnin basroin alom de Torah. They're going to have the gzera on them, the Shechina. Al docha gadol shiyelahem. They're going to be extremely poor, the lom de Torah, the last 70 years. Ba'yadin neshichas achavia. This is out of our realm. By getting bitten by the snake. Whatever the Zohar is talking about, some snake is going to bite them. The Talmidei Chachamim, they're going to be bitten by the snake, the Talmidei Chachamim. Who Yoledes HaMashiach? They're going to be Anius, he Yoledes Mashiach. In poverty, to the Talmidei Chachamim, is going to give birth to Mashiach. Shedochkat the Talmidei Chachamim, the poverty of Talmidei Chachamim, Memaher HaGe'ula. It speeds up the geula. Kamo shekasav agvar dekala ducha. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis that the reward for going to a yarchei kala is ducha, that they're all, Rashi says, squished together in the room. That's their reward for going to the yarchei kala, the shiurim. is that they, some get schar alicha, some people, nobody knows what he's saying anyway, so they just get squished, they get the schar of being in a tight place. But the Zohar is taking this differently, the girl. That is, agra dekala duchka, means the reward of the Talmid HaChachamim, that the Mashiach is going to be born, is that they have to be poor the last 70 years. And I don't have to tell you that we know what's going on with the Lomdei Torah in this country. They are living in incredible poverty compared to the rest of the world. I mean, I think that their living standard of living is frightening. If people know the salaries of the rabbis and Birkas Torah, myself included, it's less than the guy who delivers papers in newspapers in America, a teenager, makes probably more money than we make. I don't know, it's not funny. It's funny, we can laugh, but because he's looking this as a positive. So the first step was the Chafetz Chaim learns that even though there's a gzeira of death, it got switched to poverty. The Gra takes it a step further and says this poverty is going to be specifically on the Talmidei Chachamim, and that's going to give birth to the Mashiach, the last 70 years of Hikmas of Mashiach, which according to what we've brought from the Chafetz Chaim and the Gra and the Briska Rav and blah, 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 we're in it now. Maybe the Akamas HaMedina is now at the time when all the Talmidei Chachamim are in absolute poverty. And everybody laughs and yells to get a job, blah, blah, blah. It's unsustainable. Who can live that way? It's not fair. My daughters are screaming, how come we have to take the klala of the men and our klala? We have to have a hard time in childbirth. And we have to take both of them and he gets to learn. It's not fair. It's Sephora. Isn't that what's going on over here? Huh? That's our kasha. The answer is, whatever that cheshbon is of that incredible disparity and unfairness and now poverty amongst the Avreichim in Eretz Yisrael specifically, and I imagine it's also like this in America, in the places with the real Lomdei Torah, this is going to bring Mashiach. This poverty is the hachlafas hagzeira away from death to this sad status that we're in. This is going to bring Mashiach. Let's go continue now. Let's go to the Medrash Rabbah. No, you know what? Let's do this one. No, let's go to the Medrash. Let's go to the Medrash. It's an interesting one. The Medrash Rabbah, by the way, that was the Zohar, the Gros Perish on the Zohar in Achremos, in the book Be'oros HaGro Geula. That's the book. If you want to look it up in the Otzar Chachma, that's the citation to get this quote of the Gra on the Talmidei Chachamim. Next, the Medrash Rabbah. Parsha Lamed Aleph Mishpatim Shmos Simin Yud Gimel. Fine. It says here. Okay, on this topic, we're going to get to Mashiach now, but it's going to be an interesting introduction. Davar Acher, says the Medrash Rabbah, Es ha'animach, that's the pasuk, the poor person in amongst you or with you, Lo imchahu ani, he's not with you, the ani, says the Medrash, he's not with you, Eleimi, he's with me, Hashem says, the ani is not with you, he's with me. Bechein Amar David. David said, Ki atem am ani toshia. Ein midos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemidas basar v'dam. This is, I heard from one of my good friends, who's a very rich man. This Medrash is speaking to him. He's watching. He knows who he is. He says like this. Ein midos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemidas basar v'dam. The midah of Hashem is not like man, flesh and blood. Why? Regular people, Mishu Ashir, a guy who's rich, Vyeshlo Karov Ani, and he has a relative who's poor, Eino Modebo. He doesn't recognize him as his relative. He doesn't want the relative, the poor person, to be his relative. Roy Krova, he sees him. He sees the poor guy who's his first cousin who's poor, the rich guy. Nitman Mipanav, he hides. He hides, tries to mizbayish. Says the Medrash, who mizbayish la'asiyach imo? He's embarrassed, the rich guy, to talk to his relative who's poor. He's low class. He's dirty. Lefisha hu ani. V'chein Shlomo Omer. Shlomo Melech says in Mishle, this is all the Medrash. Yud tes zay. Kol achei rash sonehu. Everyone who's the brother, right, of the poor man, they hate him. They all hate the poor guy. They don't want to deal with him. Also, his friends hate the poor guy. His friends hate him. No, sorry, I skipped the page. V'chein Omer Iyob, when he became poor, said this. Chadlu krovai, all of my relatives left me because I lost my money. V'im hu ashir, if he's rich, your relative, Hakol nidbakimbo, the ohavimoso. Everybody loves their rich cousin, rich brother, rich uncle. Everybody loves that guy, rich grandpa. Run, get him. Let's hang out with him. Shenemar. The ohave ashir rabim. The guys who love the rich man are many. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Hashem is not like this. Mi heim imo. Who's with Hashem? Anim. Roe le'ani. Hashem sees a poor man, Nibak Bo. He cleaves to the poor guy. Rotzon Chaleda, you want to know? Re'e Maksiv, then look at the pasuk, says the Medrash in Yeshaya, Samech Bab Aleph. Ko Amar Hashem, Hashamayim Kisi. So said Hashem, the heavens are my chair. Maksiv Akrav, what's written after that pasuk? Says the Medrash, Ve'el Ze Abit. I'm going to look at this guy, El Ani. I'm looking at, from my chair, looking at the poor guy. V'chein Moshe Omer Yisrael. Moshe said to the Jewish people, same idea. Lo merubchem chashak Hashem, not because you're big. That's not why Hashem picked you. Uksiv ki atem ha-me'at mikol amim. You are the tiny ones of all the nations. And in this context, he's looking at the poverty of the Jewish people. That's why Hashem picked us. Maybe it doesn't fit, but depends which Jewish circles you travel in. Now comes to the point of Mashiach. When Hashem finally is mitratze to bring and rebuild Zion, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mefarshim say here, who does Hashem have mercy on first when he brings Mashiach? Who? Al Ha'anim, on the poor people. Shenemar, ki Hashem yisad etzion. Hashem will establish Zion, uba yechesu aniye amo. And in Zion, in the bringing of Mashiach, will be protected the poor people of his nation, amo. Vechein ki nichem Hashem amo. Hashem comforted his people. Ve'aniyav yarachem. On his poor people, he's going to have mercy. So in other words, Hashem is different than normal people. Most people, all their rich relatives they love, poor relatives they hate. But with Hashem, it's punkt fakert. The poor people are his nation. Have, that's shot in the pasuk, says the Medrash, es ha'ani imach. Ein ha'ani imcha. It's not with you, the ani is not with you people, ela imi. L'kach ne'emar ki ata am ani toshia. Ki you are a poor nation and I will save you. That is what we are seeing here from this medrash. A very fascinating medrash. Definitely musar on many levels as to who we should aspire to want to hang out with. And who we should want to be with. Who should we be looking to cleave to and be dovek to. Most people, they see the poor person. The Medrash is telling you the nature of man. He sees his poor brother, his poor cousin, uncle, sister, or poor homeless guy in the street. He runs away. Give him a shekel and get out of there. And the rich guy, the rich cousin, the rich brother, the rich grandma, you run. Let's go. Let's see if we get some money. Let's see if we get something out of her. That's not the way. I mean, it's disgusting, obviously, it's Pasha to even say it, but to say this is the way Hashem wants to make us the opposite. Go run to the poor person and The Gra is telling us these poor people are the Talmid HaChachamim, and that is unquestioned right now in this Metzias now. Is you cannot find, if you look at the population of Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim and Lakewood and all these places, these are centers of poverty, of extreme poverty, of Talmidim, people learning in Kolo. You can fight politics. Should they get a job? What are they Gedolim doing? How come I have to take two klalas on my head, says my daughter? Why? What's going on here? Whatever this crazy thing that we're seeing now happening that has never happened before, that's clear. We've never had societies of poverty. Never had it, that we were all in institutionalized poverty situation now, that everybody is, who wants to be a Ben Torah and learning, is going to be poor. Never seen such a thing. And the fact, all the kashas that everybody asks, how could the Gedolim allow it? Blah, 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 blah. It's sick, it's gross, it's weird. But here we see, this looks like Hashem's plan. This is what Hashem wants the last 70 years. This is it. He wants there to be this gzeira of death after, let's say, the Shoah. The gzeira is over. It moved to poverty. And that's what we're seeing now, Bechush. We all see it. And we're screaming, stop. Do get a job. Send it to college. Do something. Chafetz Chaim. The Gra, this Medrash, is saying, Adarav Hashem, who's going to redeem them first. They're the ones who are, according to the Zohar, bringing the Mashiach. They're actually bringing it. So maybe we should cut salaries. Have a good day. I'm joking. We're not cutting any salaries. Oh, wait a second. Daniel Rossen has a question.
Actually, it's a question from Nachman, which is, at the very beginning, the Rosh Hashiva quoted the Pasuk from Amos, that the Rishayim were going to be killed, and that was changed into the Talmidei Chachamim are going to be poor. The question is, right. The Pasuk, how did the Pasuk switch from Rishayim or Sinner, Chataim, to Talmidei Chachamim? How did it make that switch?
That's a great kasha. Not because he's my son-in-law, it's a great kasha. The truth is, I was thinking about that when I learned this with Rabbi Beller. I don't know. I do not know the answer to that. I did not dig enough in there. I didn't have a chance. But I'm pulling that there. Give me a chance. I'm going to work on that. That's a time in Parshas Bahar. I'm going to work on that.
Okay. And I think with regards to COVID, since everybody's Parnassa gets hit and Talmidei Chachamim live up in Corona, everybody's Parnassa is getting hit, and we know that Talmidei Chachamim live off donations in the first place. That's the first thing to go. So Corona has had an especially negative impact on the yeshiva and on all other institutions.
Don't tell people. If you connect that to our donors, they're going to start saying, I'm not giving you money because I want to bring Mashiach. So why should I give you guys money to give to your Avreichim, the Kolel, and the Hoshin Mishpat, and the, why should I give you guys money? It's better if you're poor. Don't bring that up. Tell them now. Tzedakah Tatzil Milamaves, that let's not drive this all the way home.
Now, the way this actually births Mashiach,
this drives home too much, I'm going to go broke. You understand? Let's keep it theoretical for right now.
Keep it theoretical.
Lakewood and other places, we have to pay our operation. They can't handle it.
Last question, which is, how does this actually birth the Mashiach? This is one of the prerequisites that we have to fulfill to birth the Mashiach. That's the connection?
Usually you say that the Mashiach is going to come through death. Cheret. That is the main way. And now you have a Zohar, the Chaim and the Gra quoting, that are saying that it's going to not be by Cheret. So could be, if we want to start darshaning history, Hashem stopped the death, stopped it in the Shoah, in the Holocaust, stopped it, and is switching the Gzeir the last 70 years. As the Zohar says, it's going to be poverty for the Talmid Chachamim Dafka. And that is definitely happening in Israel. Look at the statistics. It's clear. Why that is the formula, I don't know. That's related to Nachman's question. We have to work on it. We have to work a little more. This is not my expertise, learning Zohar and all these ideas. I don't know how it works so well. Okay?
And the last question, what book is the Rosh Yeshiva reading from?
This is what the Medrash Rabbah. The book that I'm reading here is similar to the Tfilas. Tfilas Yesharim is Rabbi Pincus, isn't that?
No,
this is Rabbi Abella's son-in-law. If you remember,
we
did the Tfilas book.
Yeah. Tfilas Yesharim.
It was. It's one of Rabbi Abella's son-in-law who organized many mefarshim. We did it on Tfila. We did it on Tfila, one of his farm, and this is a similar type of model on waiting for Mashiach, awaiting Mashiach. And he just gives you, as we saw, the sources, and then we have to learn them and see what they're saying and try to organize it. Okay? Everybody, have a wonderful day.
Shir Klali. Shir Klali.
Shir Klali today. Be there. Good day.
Thank you, everyone.